Divas.
Bring up Divas.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Ryan and Die. Charles Billinger, what up?
King Rock, man.
J Chronicles. Nah. We got Ms. Mika in the mix.
Yeah.
Erica Arthur spin the hits. Quita V up on the line.
What?
Heavy Sunday nights of time.
Night.
All sophistication, black and magic making any reppin' grind to die. First day of the week, from 7 to 9 is the Divas time to shine. From the first record that's on.
What?
My Divas do it, how you rockin' to it? Come and join my ladies in the zone.
What?
Hear them voices, then you gone.
What?
Need undivided attention. Everything from politics to cosmetology, you can come and hear the mention. This is what talking is best. Here go that number so you can connect. 323-693-3043. 323-693-3043. 323-693-3043. Radio Divas.
Yeah.
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 Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio Divas. The rap.
Remix, baby. I meet you at the spots in the location. I don't do this a lot, special occasion. I know you ain't a dot and you ain't no base. I turn your dry spot to an oasis. I kiss the right spots, I know all the place. Or I lick the right spots, that's an ultimatum. The loud in rotation, cloud nine flotation. Let the rose petals spread like rosacea. And I know your ex to blame for your cold nature. Tell him stand his lane, stop the road raging. Now I got you in here making those faces. Running around the bedroom like four bases. Moolah.
Send me your location. Let's focus on communicating. Cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me, this is new to you. Initially, I didn't wanna fall, but you gather my attention, it was all for you. So don't take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. To understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location, let's focus on communicating. Cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location, let's find the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you.
Whatever we're falling into. Cause I don't really care about rules. I don't really care about rules. I just really care about you. I'm enjoying staring into your eyes when I'm all in it with you. They can choose to watch, but I'd rather they just listen. Put the love in album with everything that they missing. They so superficial, don't understand how we chilling. We don't need a lot, we got us, and that's why we winning. To them, it's a park bench, that's a magic carpet. Little shit's a target, turn to avant-garde shit. I promise, we got this, we got this. Baby, just send me
on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through.
Time and place to come through.
Ride, come and vibe with me. me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you.
But you.
Nothing but else.
Yo, Divas.
your deep. Let's ride.
My time to ride.
My time to shine.
Radio
it's
Divas.
Hey.
Oh.
Season finale.
I know.
Oh,
it seems like it changed so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Hey, everybody.
Listen, I'm going to be real. I'm just trying to catch my breath right now. I'm just saying. I'm not even being professional right now. I mean, you shouldn't have been playing that music. What were you doing, Jit? What's going on with that? That was a setup. listening and everything.
I sent the song tonight.
I must admit, I love that Janet Jackson track.
That pleasure principle, and I had a funny story that I wanted to open up with tonight, you guys. Back in the day, I was a big Janet Jackson fan. Big Janet Jackson fan. So, you know, the pleasure principle, the video came out, and Janet Jackson was doing all these cool moves. So she had this one part in the video about 2 minutes and 23 seconds when she jumps on the chair and flips the chair over, and she starts back dancing. I tried to do that and broke my arm. I thought that would be funny. Damn, broke my arm as a kid trying to. When you guys get a chance, go back, watch that video. About 2 minutes and 23 seconds into the song, she does this chair trick. Go back. Your girl tried to do it. But all on the side. But welcome to Radio Diva.
See you, man.
It's season finale. I wanted tonight to be fun. I wanted it to be loose. I want everybody that is listening, tune in, 323-693-3043. Tune in, press 1, talk with us live. This is season finale right here with Radio Divas. We're excited. Gonna check in with the ladies. Is Saxy on yet, Jit?
She should be here momentarily, Mika.
Okay, we'll check in with Quita V first, and then we'll check in with Erica, and hopefully Saxy will be in by then. Quita V, check in. Tell us what you got going on, what you doing.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey. You know, nobody invited me to Sunday dinner for some reason this Sunday, so I'm kind of cooking today. That's what's going on over here. Playing should the children are going back to school tomorrow. I am super turned about that. I will be celebrating as soon as they get on the bus. If anybody would like to just throwing it out there.
Shout out to all the
mothers. She said she'll be celebrating as soon as they get on the bus. You ain't gonna let it pull off.
All the parents feel me though. I don't care what you say. I bet you understand where I'm coming from. Just saying.
No, I do. I couldn't even get in the barbershop today, darling, because it was a kid.
I already
everywhere.
Know.
I
just left my friend girl. She was over there. She had her braiding shop open on a Sunday. She was like, I can't believe I'm really working. I'm like, well, you know, tomorrow's the day.
Yeah.
Got to make that money anyway.
Shout out to all the babies who are going to school tomorrow. Shout out to all the parents who are school shopping, getting hair done, haircuts, all that good stuff. The kids went back to school here in Georgia on August the 1st, so this is my son's second, third week of school. He's been in school. So I've been being my praise band, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm joining you, sis.
Join in. I'm going to sing a good spiritual song in the morning. All right. Erica Arthur, the Love Doctor. Awesome interview last week. Has her show coming up next week right here on this same spot that Radio Divas is on. It'll be You Don't Have to Quit Tuning In. Keep tuning in to Erica Arc. I can't wait for next week. I'm like so pumped.
Oh,
check in with us,
you.
Love Doctor. My Love Doctor. I can't wait. Thank you.
And thank you guys so much for last week. I had a ball, and then I had an opportunity to be on Saturday Champagne Show later on in the week. So the love and support has been just bananas. And Miss Chief B Shop, again, is outdoing herself with just promotions. And so I'm so grateful for all the love and support. This week has been hectic. My heart and my mind. And if we get into it for some topics later, I definitely got to talk to you guys about something. Definitely got to talk to you about something. My heart and my mind. Just a little sore. So I'm looking forward to it.
All
I am looking forward to the conversation tonight. I know Saxie hasn't made it in yet. Just tell us what you got going. I know you, Mr. Awesome, Mr. Get Around, Jit does a little this, a little that. Whatever you need Jit to do. I believe sometimes I'll be like, Jit, you got some watermelon over there? I believe I can get some. He got everything you need. Everything you need. Check in. Tell us how crazy your week is.
Definitely, ladies. And Mika, I do appreciate that. You know, for me, I'm getting ready to go back to school as well. I know the kids go back to tomorrow, but college down here don't starts until the 28th. So I'm trying to get my mind right, ladies, and all that good stuff. But I still feel a certain type of way, y'all. Let me just tell y'all something. I had an appointment. I scheduled my appointment to get my hair cut today, Sunday at 5 o'clock, and it was a sea of kids. I waited in there, y'all, up until that's why I was late there in Radio Divas. I waited for an hour and a half, and, you know, I said, you know what, look, I know how it is. First day of school, you're excited. So I told my barber, I said, look, darling, I will come and see you tomorrow. Take care of the kids. But on the inside, I was so mad because I wanted to push everybody out of the way and get my damn hair cut. But I was
guess
a bigger
what?
Person.
I ain't mad. You been getting your hair cut every Sunday. But Sunday, I don't know what's going on. Every Sunday, you ran your hair cut fresh.
Nigga, that's my day. That's my day.
Okay. Trying to be extra fresh for Radio Divas.
I know, right? But check this out. I hope she give me a discount tomorrow, because it took everything out of me not to walk up out of there, but I just gave it to the kids, you know. So I did my charitable thing for the day, you know? But damn it, I wanted my husband. I'm sorry. And that was my day, y'all. Sitting in the barbershop for 2 hours and got nothing done.
That is true.
That's all right. It was just time to meditate. Time to meditate.
It was time to meditate.
And DJ Saxie is here with us. Did you click her in?
She is in the building. DJ Saxie, what's good?
Yay! I'm across the water.
Hey.
Across the water.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Miss you, sis.
Saxie. Oh, my goodness. I'm finally live.
She is finally
alive. I feel like Saxie came, ate her food, left, now she back. Like, how you gonna come over and eat your food, leave, and then ease back in? And then, I feel some type of way. We miss you. What is up?
Oh, goodness. I miss everyone. I miss you all. So
what is going on? Check us in, fill us in. Tell us the good stuff.
The good stuff. This good stuff. I'm, right now. Well, in the morning, I'll be in Nassau in the Bahamas, and then next week in Bermuda. So it's just been crazy back and forth and back and forth, you know. But it's been gorgeous. I have a second home, you know, so everyone's real nice, and, you know, been meeting people from different places all over the world, and it's been great. It's been nice.
Have you guys noticed that Saxie has her relaxed voice on? It's like, oh shit, what is going on?
Take me with you.
We gonna get on a cruise.
Cat like Miss Seeley, I am ready. Meet you at the end of the driveway.
Man, we need to do a whole grind hard cruising and just go. Come on.
Quita, that's what you were talking about, too. Yeah.
I'm so glad we're talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yes, we are
calm
definitely
down.
Going to make
Let's
that happen.
Yeah.
Come for me in. Kiss me in. This is the season finale, Radio Divas. We got Saxie in the building, who is hard at work, and we miss her. Haven't been able to physically talk to her since the season started, so I'm excited. Everybody's excited that she's here with us tonight. If you want to speak with her, she has been providing the music review. However, even though she's way across there and we're way over here, we still get her awesome music review every week. 323-693-3043. Why I be want to rap that like the intro?
I know, right?
It's catchy.
It is catchy.
Beatbox on me.
Oh.
Yes, I definitely press one. Speak with us live tonight for the season finale of Radio Divas. Real quick, I don't want to check in. I just want to give love and respect to everybody who is involved in the Charlottesville, Virginia
the issues that they're
crazy?
Having right now, as far as they have.
Yeah.
I know that it's super crazy. Just everything that is going on, a rally turned into something so horrendous, I will say. And I'm just appalled at how people view America, view different races, and our president, current president's stance on everything, which he really hasn't said much, to be honest. But I'm with Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Obama made a quote saying that love is not, you know, people are not born with hate or love. They are taught those things, and I believe that. So I'm
mm-hmm.
a big person that believes that people can change. You can be taught to love as well as how people have been taught to hate. So I think
mm-hmm.
you can teach them something positive and teach them how to,
mm-hmm.
you know, reroute and go the right way. Anybody else have anything that they've been seeing on it? I've seen how the car crashed. Everything's just been out of order. Anybody have any comments on it?
My heart is broken behind it, you know. It's so sad. It's not only sad.
It is.
Like, you know, when I hear our world leader speak to other world leaders, and I, you know how you can tell that something is brewing. I feel like a child who's in between two parents on that weekend when they don't have custody, you know, or you
mm-hmm.
sitting
mm-hmm.
back, you know, you're sitting in the back seat, and you're hearing your parents argue. You know something's about to go down, but you just feel helpless about it. It's horrible. It's disheartening.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, really it's feeling like the last days. Everybody says that. Oh, we're living in the last days. I've been saying that for like ever. But when you see
right.
these events that we supposedly just came out of in the 60s replay before our very eyes, every time I get ready to have a powwow with the kids, you know, when Ferguson jumped off, when, you know, Tamir Rice, and, you know, then it was Alton Sterling, and, you know, you have all these different names, and by the time you get a chance to catch your breath, you have Sandra Bland. It's something else. So
mm-hmm.
I've just been praying, you know, and
mm-hmm.
but prayer is just the beginning. You know, there, it's also a call to action, but that looks different for both sides. It looks different for everyone, and I do believe love is the common denominator. But at the end of the day, people take their cue from leadership. And so when you
mm-hmm.
don't have definitive, when you do not have definitive statements in place, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to add real quick to what Mika said. She was like, Trump ain't really have too much to say. And guess what, Mika?
Mm-hmm.
You are absolutely right. Like, what president does that? And then this is just my thing, y'all. And just kind of like, you know, I'm not the most political person. You know, I feel like folks over here in America, we worry about every other country, what they're doing, let's stop this, let's do, but we can't control nothing in our
mm-hmm.
own country. You know, seeing that, y'all, that looks like, excuse my language, that looks like some shit that happens overseas somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
they're like,
mm-hmm.
no, that's mm-hmm. in Virginia. And for our own president, you know, whether we like him or not, man, you the president, and you ain't have
mm-hmm.
too much of nothing to say.
And
I don't understand.
Now, come on. Now, be honest with yourself. You cannot tell me that you was expecting this man to say something, period.
But you know
what?
I would say this, DJ Saxon, at least act like
it. What I expected from him. Nothing.
I feel where you're coming from. Nothing. But he could at least act like it. Like you give a damn.
I was expecting for him to say something stupid. But he took another stance and said nothing. He's a person that says something every day that we don't expect. It's like every day he says something and it's like, hey, I don't know if you should say that. Just the other day he was saying, Korea, bet not fire no more missiles. They bet best not is what he said. He didn't even speak correct English, correct grammar. He said, but happened in you have nothing to say? You just big and bad. I'm for this. If you're big and bad on Monday, you got to be big and bad on Tuesday. You know, whatever
mm-hmm.
the case may be, you have to say something. He has to address it. He Twitter finger. He's always at Twitter, you know, saying something he should be saying. This is the time to be vocal. This is the time to speak up. You know, so I was expecting something, but he took a different. I'm surprised, you know. If you
I know, he said,
you
like you said,
because
he could have said
topic,
something stupid.
You know,
that would have been better than
anything.
Nothing at all. You know, yeah.
Nothing at all.
Sad.
So sad.
If you have any 2-3-6-9-3-30-40 and press one. I'm sorry, guys. That's stuck in my head. And press one and speak with us live. Jit, can you take us to a song and then come back and dive into?
Yeah, and I got one of your favorite songs.
Definitely.
Yeah. I got one of your favorite songs,
yeah.
Miss Mika. It's your girl, Her.
Gotcha.
With Changes. Live on Radio D. Let's get it.
That is my song.
Yeah, I like that.
Shout out to with the selection. That is the artist called Her, H.E. I got a chance to see her perform at BET Awards at one of the concerts. It was awesome. Awesome.
Oh my goodness,
artist
that's so
who
dope.
Doesn't. Yeah, Erica. When you think about it, I don't know if anybody knows a little bit background about her. She doesn't reveal who she is. Even in concert, it's dim lights and everything. She wants people to judge her off of her music and not off of what she looks like. So many people don't know who she is. It's been talk, that she's Gabby Wilson. That's just talk, though. People don't really know her true identity. So I think that's awesome to just be judged off of your art, not off of who you are, what labels you wear, what designers you wear. And when she performed, it was like she had on sweats.
and sunglasses, and she was in dim light. It's like, if you can see me. If you can't, you can't. So definitely mm-hmm. shout out to her. Check her music out.
Yeah,
323-693-3043. Turn it over to Erica. I know that she has something that was brewing on her heart. Make sure that she shares that with us tonight. And we have Saxy here. This is just a great night, season finale. Looking forward to the rest of this night and just seeing where we go from here. Erica, what you got in your heart?
I want us to talk tonight about relationships that necessarily make the other person uncomfortable. So if you're in a relationship and a friendship makes your significant other uncomfortable, I really want to talk about that, because there's two sides to every story, you know, where you can decide, well, you know, I'm completely cutting you off because it makes them uncomfortable, or I want to when you need a friend. I really want to talk about that. My heart's a little sore. I've had to make some cuts recently. I've had to do some pruning, and not at the request of my spouse. So let me just put that out there right now from the top. But just in terms of being respectful on both sides, I had to make two cuts yesterday. Two cuts from my team. And that bothered me. It bothered me, but I'm very anal about being respectful to other households and, you know, treating people the way I want to be treated. So it may be a little extreme, but I really wanted to talk about that.
Ooh, you touched my heart with this one, because I have had this conversation with a bunch of different, you know, just associates and friends before. I am one, Erica. Most of my friends have always been guys since I was since I was 10. I just was able to relate on a different level with guys. Even now, I'm kind of antisocial when it comes to women. I have that talk with you guys all the time. That's the reason why I'm so close. You know, you guys, Cleta, Saxy, Erica, Jit, and Jit understands that. And I told him that when I signed on, I don't do well with women, because I don't. A lot of things that other women take. Gossip. If I got something to say, I say it to you. So it's a lot of things that men do that I'm in that category. I care about certain things don't move. Being said, most of my friends are guys. When I date a guy, it's hard for a guy to accept that, because I'm close with my friends. My best friend is a guy. So when I see him, I hug him. He's married. You know what I'm saying? And when I see him, Saxy will tell you, friends, my club owner friend Mike, when I see him, I hug him. He kisses me, not in the mouth, you know, but this is my best friend. This is somebody who knows my deepest secrets. This is somebody I know his deepest secrets. This is my best friend. However, I explain that when I get with somebody. My best friend is our guys, you know, and I'll let you know that. However, I'm not going to be disrespectful. Like I said, he has a wife. So I don't call him at 2 or 3 in the morning. I don't talk about his clothes. I think that it becomes a problem when you start doing disrespectful things. To be friends with anybody. But I think when you start to cross the lines of respect, and like, I look like sending my best friend an ass shot at 3 in the morning. Man.
Yeah. Right.
You start talking manners and start allowing disrespect, even though I'm his friend. As a friend, I know not to jeopardize my friend's marriage or act in a disrespectful manner. And I'm not. And when I'm dating somebody, I don't let my guy disrespect.
You're breaking up, Meek.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
your microphone was going in and out, but we can hear you now.
Yeah, okay. I was just saying, I'm not going to let anybody disrespect my mate as well. So I think that respect is a big thing. It's time to no longer be friends.
I kind of heard what she said. Mika, you chopping up a little bit, but she's saying basically it's a respect thing, which I could go for.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Oh, no, Mommy. We can hear you now, but you're going in and out.
Yeah.
The last thing I
well,
was get was saying.
Sexy
okay.
Know what I'm saying. Yeah. I agree with Mika. Like, I totally understand what Mika's saying. And I was trying to say that key word is friends. True friends understand their friendship role. And if you cross that friendship role, then comes a time when it's time to cut loose the friend, especially if you're in a relationship with somebody. For instance, the person I'm in a relationship with now, you know who my friends are. My friends have been my friends. They are friends, you know, for years. We've been friends and nothing more.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cross that friendship line. Now, it does start to look funny when I see other relationships. I have this new friend, so-and-so. This is my new friend, so-and-so. Like Meek was saying, it's about respecting the lines. New friends do not call you after midnight. They don't call you, you know, and text you all during the day. We don't send pictures and, you know, left and right be respectful. It's always that line. But at the same time, your mate has to understand and trust you to know that your friends are just what that is, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some things happen, and he, you know, it's fishy, and that line being crossed, which I'm sure we've all had that happen with some so-called friends. There's a difference. There's friends, and then there's so-called friends. You have to let so-called go because you're interrupting your relationship. And, but you don't cross that line. And I just recently got out of the situation, and I just let a friend go because the friendship was not a friendship anymore. They were trying to push it another way, and it just was not. It wasn't, you know, working on my aura. So, I mean, you have to be careful, but at the same time, the person you're in a relationship with has to understand that your friends are just your friends and more. But like Mika was saying, as long as you don't cross that line, we good. I don't have to cut you off. But when that line gets crossed and they notice it,
mm-hmm.
I have common sense to notice. You know, if I notice you cross a line, I'm going to cut you off regardless before they even find out. They just going to wonder, wait, what happened to so-and-so? Oh, no, they doing too much. We don't talk no more. You know what I'm saying? But it's always a line.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't cross that line, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
just to add to Erica's topic, I think that trust is a big factor as well. Your mate has to trust you to keep those friends and trust that you're going to make the right decision when it comes to those friends. Mm-hmm.
Trust and respect.
I feel that way. Trust and respect,
yeah.
You got to have those two to have any type of friends of the opposite sex. Jet, how do you feel being a male about that? How do you feel you're dating somebody and all of her friends are males?
Oh, now see, and ladies, I'm going to just keep it real 100 with y'all because I don't hold back.
I'm
a Scorpio. I am a Scorpio. So with that being said, I can be a little jealous at times. Now, I'm admitting that now. Back in the day, I wouldn't admit that to nobody. I can be a little jealous, and I might can be a little possessive at times. Now, I want to say for what y'all ladies just said made me kind of look at the situation a different way, especially if that's a long-time friend. And you really trust your partner or your wife, you know, or your husband. That's cool. But I'm coming from a standpoint of, let's just keep it real. When you married, you don't even be hanging out with no single friends. So I like when Mika was like, okay, well, yeah, he's married, or, you know, you usually hang out with couples. That's just how I am, you know. So I don't know. I would have to definitely assess the situation, but I would definitely trust it and respect it and give it a shot and see how far it goes. You know, I can learn to adjust. But, I mean, I'm just being real, y'all. Like, if I'm married, I'm hanging out with my married friends. You know, I'm not going to be hanging out with somebody that's
mm-hmm.
single. And that's just how I look
mm-hmm.
at it, you know. But I do appreciate what the ladies were saying, though. And for me,
Jet, I understand,
as a man,
though, but think about
I can say, okay, you can go chill with them or whatever, but, you know, yeah, I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching that clock. For real.
But, Jet,
mm-hmm.
think about it like this. As the person has already had these friends, I think it's if you start picking up new friends during a relationship, like, I'm kind of, we don't know about the new friend thing. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if
no,
you already had these friends,
then I can kind of see that, because you can't ask, these people have been there before you. You get what I'm saying? They've been there. They was there before you came. Most time, the friends that you have are going to be there when the other person leaves. If it don't work out, those people still your friends. They're kind of like family, you know, family now. But I'm saying, we together, and I just start picking up a bunch of new guy friends. No, I need you to say
that's different.
I need you to be like, hey, you know, tap me on my shoulder. Let me talk to you.
And Mika, you were right, though. And that's why I said, especially if you knew that person before we got into a relationship, it's really not too much I can say. And I feel like those type of friendships, that person, like me, for instance, I can immediately pick up and say, okay, that's my baby good friend. You know, it's no need for me to worry. You know, until I'm given the reason to, you know, believe otherwise, you know. But I feel like if it's somebody that you really known for a long time before I or anybody else came along, I think that you could pick up on that and be like, okay, I can respect that as a genuine friendship. But, yeah, because new friends, oh, no, because I'm going to be like, where he come from? For real.
You still looking at you. You looking at you trying to have you come off.
I don't think I know old Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Those surprise cousins.
But that's something to think about, though, y'all.
No new friends.
Good talking
with you, fella.
Do you have female friends?
You said do what now?
Oh, that's legit. Do you have female friends? Like, other than
oh, she was
home,
saying to me.
Are there female friends that you hang out with?
Mika, you know he can't answer that in public, girl.
No,
you
no,
on
I
the phone.
I can't answer that, ladies. I can't answer that. I have more women friends than I have guy friends. And it's I kind of feel like Mika, you know, because guys do certain things and with either, but I kind of feel like Mika when she said, you know, I have more guy friends than I do have women friends, you know. So for me, it's reversed. Yeah, most of my good friends that I'm talking about, y'all, I've known for 20 years, 25 years since we was in the third grade. Most of my friends are women.
Hmm.
And I never been a guy to hang around
I'm
a bunch of dudes anyway. Never been.
Don't nobody want no sausage party. Erica, tell us how do you feel?
Exactly.
Erica, how do you feel? Erica's married, so her opinion is going to be different from, you know, I'm not married. I don't know. Any Quita, have you been married?
I have been married.
Okay.
We definitely went through some experiences. We went through some grown ones, but I'm excited.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts have definitely changed over the years, because me personally, I've always had male friends over female friends, just because that was just my comfort zone, you know, not for any other reasons besides, I don't know, you know, I was a tomboy, but not a tomboy. So it just worked out that way. But when you're in a relationship, you definitely have to be a lot more considerate. It can definitely affect a lot of things, because when I was married, I had a good friend, and my husband at the time had a good, you know, he had his good friends, I had my good friends, but the difference between us was my good friend and I, we wouldn't talk just any time during the day and night. You know what I mean? We had schedules. There's levels to this situation. You can't call me at 3 o'clock in the morning and think we just gonna sit up and fall asleep watching the same TV show because you're having a bad day. That's not going to work. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like some people do kind of press the envelope, but as long as you're respecting the person that you're actually taking time to put in your life and take time out of their life as well, I definitely think you should consider how they feel about things. And if you guys can't agree, you probably don't need to be together. That's simple.
I want to hear from Erica about it. It's her topic, I know, but I think it gives her, by her being in a marriage, it gives a different perspective, because I'm speaking for somebody who's never been married. I've never been married. It's not even something. Marriage is not something I think about often. I tell you guys that all the time. It's just that my mind is totally on, you know, something totally different. I think of marriage as, like Erica says, her husband has been together for a long time. I think about it like Erica. It's personal and it's serious. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when Mika gets married, it's going to be serious to me. So I want to hear her opinion,
marriage,
her advice, because we're not married. We're not in that space, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking to the love doctor for the love doctor advice.
Yes, that's
what do you
your best.
The love doctor. You know, it's funny because I can honestly say, and people laugh, but I'm so serious. The only reason why my husband and I are still married is because God has kept our marriage together. It has been very, very challenging at times with us both involved in the arts. You know, I'm married to a musician, and I don't think it's fair to generalize. And this is the truth, because I don't care if it was Scooter down at the post office. Oh, Scooter got benefits, honey. Move in. You know, it does not matter where your partner works. But I can say, being a musician's wife, I have seen some very interesting things over the years. I've experienced some interesting things over the years. That being said, I too am a creative. So I work with the opposite gender in writing intimate poetry, just like people who write love songs together. So I do know when you're both creative, I know for me personally, it's not good to generalize, there seems to be some additional challenges. Now, like with you guys involved in promotions and going to clubs and things like that, I'm sure that you guys have witnessed things that I've not seen. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been to a strip club. I'm just being honest. I don't know if I lost my street cred, but I've never been. So I've heard mixed stories. I've heard that some guys and girls go to, you know, I know some guys and girls, you know, they go together, you know, on dates, and it all depends. But there's a different type of temptation. And then there's some people, they say, hey, it's just work. And I really, quite honestly, you've seen one pair, you've seen them all. So
I know that's right.
You know what I mean? So I know
yeah.
that every place, yeah,
money.
You know, like, yeah, every place of business has its challenges, you know. But I do know that being said, that there's a lot of work that has gone into Kevin and I still being together, a total of 23 years. Oh, my God. It's a really long time. And married for 19 and a half. But I can't pit my collar like all the days have been wonderful, because I would be lying. It has taken both of us to work. That being said, I think setting parameters helps. I try not to interact with men after 10 p.m. I know with my work schedule now, if it's business, you may get a text as soon as I get off of work. It could be 6 o'clock in the morning. It could be on my 4 a.m. break at work, because I work overnight. But if it's not business related, then there's no reason for me to correspond with a man after 10, and my husband the same way. I also know this, and I want y'all opinion on this, because I think this is whether you're married or not, that when it comes to female, we're going to take our cue from the man as to how we should treat the woman who he's in a relationship with. So if he's disrespectful, I'm just keeping it 100. If he's disrespectful, if he's like, oh, nah, she cool, then women, we like, okay, fine, it's full throttle. You know what I'm saying? If he's not really repping that hard, it was like, okay, well, you know, I'm just going to fill in the blanks. And I really think that in order for relationships to have boundaries, that person has to be very firm with their boundaries. That's a long answer, but I meant that from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that too, though, Erica, because you have limits and that. Like, you and your husband have set the rules, and you know what the rules are. If I was in a relationship with my guy, say, hey, you know, such and such, call him a little too much, you have to be open to talk about those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to know. Now, I don't want my man to just want me to assume that it's a problem. I don't know it's no problem, because I'm doing things within a respectable way in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But that may be not what he has made up in his mind. So if if somebody's calling between 10 and 12 and I'm like, oh, that's just Mike, and he's like, well, I really don't want, you know, you work a lot, you know, 10 and 12 is kind of, you know, my hours, I need him to tell me that, because to me, 12 o'clock is 10, between 10 and 12 is normally the hours that I have free for anybody. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if those hours bother him, he need to let me know. I don't want him to want me to assume. I don't want him to make me have to read his mind. You need to let me know. And I think in relationships, this is stuff you have to talk about. That way I
don't have to talk.
And you know what make me tick. But you got to stick to what you say. You can't say,
right,
I can have phone calls at 12 and then go back and say, no, I don't want you to do that. But you, we just said this is what it was going to be. So I need you to set a rule and stick to it. You cannot change a rule when it becomes uncomfortable for you. Because I need you to trust me enough to know that I'm going to this club. My mind is focused on a bag, securing the bag. I work in the industry where I'm with women. Naked women.
Right.
Some of my men are in the strip club.
Right.
And
right,
most of the time I'm with a DJ. And my DJs, they love me. I'm a friendly person, so they're all the time hugging me or you know, I'm approachable. So people feel like they can approach me. So that puts my man in an uncomfortable position. And I and I'll even be transparent to say the last serious relationship I was in, it bothered him that I worked with so many men. So he started giving me more money. I could do less work. But you can't control a person who has their own goals. Can't control
them. Right.
So it doesn't matter what you give them. You can't control them like that. So I need you to trust me enough to not disrespect you. Trust me. Tell me what's the problem. Let's come up with a compromise and let's set the rules. And let's stick to those rules.
Communication is really, really important. You have to communicate. I've found over the years that the worst thing that you can do is make room for there to be any confusion. The worst thing I'm not going to bore you guys with the stories because I know you guys have stories of your own, but communication makes all the difference in the world because at the end of the day, it's you and your partner against the world. And if there is one inkling of a hint that there is division, the enemy will come in like, bam. How you doing? What you need? Oh, I made this for you. I had a girl, but she literally called, she crawled her fingers up, and this is we were dating at the time. She crawled her fingers up his chest. This is in the church. And she took her index finger and she tapped his nose, and she said, you really played the heck out of that bass this morning. I was like, Brooklyn, stand down, because I'm about to set it off in the sanctuary. That I should have known then. I didn't know what I was getting into. I did not know, but I should have known then for women to be just that brazen and just that disrespectful.
But some people are disrespectful.
What I was getting into. But seriously, it's a lot. It's a lot,
but
yes,
Erica,
I know women. No, I know women to be. I don't know about y'all to be more disrespectful than men when it comes to boundaries.
They're more
men
bolder.
More so may look.
They're more bolder.
Yeah, bold is a good word. It's a good word.
But guess what, Erica? I dated a musician as well, and the people would come like this one girl was taking a towel, wiping the sweat off of him in the church, and I bought a fan. So the next service, I bought a fan. But I let him know, Erica, listen, I let him know before we got in the church. If anybody wipes sweat today, I'm going to act up in the church. So you decide. See, I set a limit then. You show out in the church, I'm going to show out in the church. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
So he plugged his fan up. When they came up with that fan, guess what he said? I'm good. See, but now he knows, don't play with me. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because if people think they can test you, and if your man allows them to test you, he's going to test you. But because he know I was going to show out in that church, he didn't let them wipe their sweat no more. That was over with.
That's
no more sweat wiping.
That's it.
You got to find
no more sweat wiping.
No more sweat wiping.
No more sweat wiping.
No more sweat wiping.
Some wet wipes.
Okay. And
whatever you
need,
let me know.
That was so hilarious.
And you're right. Yes. It'll catch you off guard. It'll catch you off guard. The chest walker, the chest crawler, she caught me off guard. We were standing there face to face. I didn't think anything get between us, but sunlight. Next thing I know, Spider-Man was going up his chest. Yes, honey. But you know what? But it got shut down when he shut it down.
That's what we mean. You know what I mean, Jig? Mm-hmm. When the brother said, hey,
yeah.
That's good. No, thank you. I'm good. I'm telling you, females will always take their cues from how the man is treating his lady. Promise you.
That's true.
I promise they will. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's true.
That's all I got for the day.
That was a good topic, darling. I loved it. Yes, it was.
Mwah. Much love.
That was good. I might get a mean relationship in a week or two. I don't know. I'll think about it here.
Oh, man.
Get me somebody in my pay, kid.
So you need
that's the trouble. That's the trouble.
Sweaty brow,
yeah.
Like.
That's crazy.
323-693-3043. Press 1. If you feel a certain type of way about the topic we just discussed, hit the 1 and talk with us live. You guys know exactly how these issues make you feel. Press 1, talk with us live. Don't think about it. Press the 1, talk with us live. Quita V, you got anything you want? This is the season finale. You got anything you want to get off your chest? You want to chime in? You need some advice? Anything you want to let off?
Oh, well, since you asked. Actually, I'm pretty excited about how things are going for towards the season finale, and I'm even more excited to see how things are going to be for everyone with the new year and everything to come in the future, because after 17 years of interning, assisting, and affiliating and, you know, associating with different individuals that I've learned different trades from over time, I'm finally able to actually move forward on my own. So that's the reason, Curly Q. I'm finally going to be official. Yay!
That's what's up, sis. Yes,
yes. So I can finally actually start moving forward. Curly Q networking and promotions for people who are still or maybe curious about Curly Q. It's really just a little slogan, create unique rules like loving yourself and the Q just because I'm Quita, so you know. But
well,
I really feel like that's important. That's something that I really definitely, you know, I'm an acquired individual. I'm not the type of person who's just going to jump on any and everything. No, I'm really about, you know, self-value, empowerment. I'm really about you building yourself at the end of the day. It doesn't matter. We can make whatever money you want to make. That's the easy part. But at the end of the day, where are you going? And what are you doing? You know, so I'm really excited about the things to come. I'm really excited about the people that I've been blessed to run into amongst this universe. I'm blessed to have Grindheart Radio, Radio Divas, all the affiliated shows. I mean, it's so much love. I could rant and rant and talk about people all day, but at the end of the day, it's just things are great.
That is
things
awesome.
Are great. So, and I really want to give a special shout out to my big sisters.
Yeah.
You know, I call you big sisters because you're my big sisters in this, you know, in the game or whatever. So I definitely look to you all for a lot of things. You know, we may not talk on a day-to-day basis, but I see you and you show me. You know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate you. And to anyone who's listening, I definitely, definitely encourage you to pay attention to these ladies because obviously they're on to something. Word.
You got a good network too, darling, because it's some of the people, like, I didn't know we kind of some of the same people. So you doing your thing, sis. I was like, wow, you know.
Hey,
Quita,
you know it's a small
crazy.
World.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yes.
Congratulations to you,
yeah,
Quita V.
Congrats.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes.
Proud
yes.
Yes,
DJ
man.
DJ Sexy.
So. I love her.
What's up?
It's like we have a celebrity in the building right
up.
Now.
It is.
I know.
That's the truth.
She is a celebrity.
Yes,
that's
she is.
For real.
She lit.
Like, this
that's
is an exclusive show.
It is. To have Sexy here
means a lot. Means a lot. Sexy
yes,
is the person who brought me on the table.
But for real,
so.
Take me with you next time you go, though. Like, for real. We really need to talk about it.
I love you.
Pack me up in the suitcase.
Leave you a little breathing hole.
Tell us what you got coming up.
Don't put something in the suitcase. Is Sexy still there with
me? Yeah, having a little technical difficulties with a microphone. You can hear us, sir?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm here. Is my mic going out? Okay, is that?
We can hear you. We know you're on the water, so.
Yeah,
tell
it's
us
all
what
good.
You got coming up, Sexy. Tell us about new music you're listening to that you're playing out there. Let us know what's up.
What's up? Well, yeah, I gave y'all top 10. I don't know. Like, every time I do top 10, I feel depressed because I just don't understand why the kids like this music so much. Am I one of them that feels like that?
No, sis, you are.
I feel like y'all can tell by my last recording, when I got to, like, the 21 Savage Bank Account song and I just sat and listened to it, and then I went back and listened to the other songs that were in the top 10, and I was like, why? Why? Honestly.
And Sexy is because it's hard to keep up with it because it's not about the music anymore. It's about what you can make people believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's
wow.
a gimmick.
That's powerful.
It's a gimmick.
Exactly. And it's horrible.
Tell us
but
the music.
You know,
you got.
At the same time, it's all about what you can sell. You know?
Correct.
I did want to mention a couple of things on today's show. First, I wanted to mention, I want to talk about the top album. And real quick, I want to talk about Cardi B and her new single. Have all of you heard it? I know you've heard it. You can't help go
yeah,
and not
it.
Hear it.
I love
That's
it.
That's my song. Don't give me crap.
I bump it.
I
bump it every time I get in the car.
Cardi B, that new single has been on the charts for 4 weeks and is already positioned at number 11. Now, the news is about that Cardi B, Bodak Yellow track. That song is hotter than Nicki Minaj's Anaconda.
Wow.
I saw that.
And that
yes,
was a
I
huge track for Nicki
the
Minaj.
The thing
that
is, her
track.
Song is
yeah.
now, yeah, it is now the top grossing female artist with no features.
Wow.
And to be exact, that song right now, lead over the Anaconda song, and it's 13-6 on streaming songs. It means 24.5 million streams a week.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy!
And
those stats are bananas.
Her digital
oh my
sales over 22,000 sold on her digital sales in a week. So
wow.
She's grossing over 22 million people in the audience state.
That is.
Big up to Cardi B on that track.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's amazing. I love
that.
Come off a reality show too. Yeah, I mean it's good to see somebody come off a reality show where we used to drinks being thrown and you know somebody actually taking the opportunity or taking the platform and doing something with it. You know, so I love it. I love it. And even when she was on, because y'all do know I have my ratchet moments. I do watch the Love of Hip Hop. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like Ground Hard Radio is the radio version of that, but we won't go there. but she was entertaining on the show, and I'm just so proud that she went on to do bigger and better things. You know, so it's a blessing.
So ratchet. So ratchet.
Absolute.
Yeah, I love it.
It is just amazing to me. You know, just like you said, it's amazing to see somebody come from reality TV and actually top the charts like that. So she's already topping Nicki Minaj. So I'm really excited to see what she's going to do when this album actually, like, you know, fulfills the sale and new singles come out. I'm looking forward to her being the next pop singing hip-hop right now. With her numbers popping off like
do you think she's
going to
make it a number one, DJ?
It's amazing.
You think she's going to make it a number one? Because she was 30 the other day. You just said she had number 11. So you think it's a possibility?
She's at
number
11.
She'll be number one.
At, you know, I don't think she'll be number one. I honestly think she'll make it to number three, maybe number two.
Okay,
number
top
one,
five.
I don't
that's
know.
Good. It's that's
kind
good.
It's kind of just holding it down. But that's still good, top five.
so impressed with
the challenges and stuff. I think the challenges and stuff that they're doing on Instagram and social media are going to help with the boost to take her to number one. This is just, you know, my outlook. I think that stuff helps. Social media marketing helps in helping the charts because the more people do challenges, the more people going to buy the single. I think that's going to help move her along. However, I tell artists this, I'm a marketing guru. So every day I deal with people like this. What's going to be the next big thing? You got to have a song. The next song is the biggest thing. People don't understand. You can get a hit, but what will you follow up with? You got to have a song just as hot as this song to keep riding the wave. If she doesn't come back with a good song, she'll be a one-hit wonder. You know what I'm saying? So that will be the Cardi B with that number one track that stood on the charts, and that'll be it. But what will she follow up with? So I tell my artists, the song that you put out is great, but the next song that you follow up with is going to be the next biggest, you know, thing we come up with.
Gotcha.
Because we got to market it just as well as we did the first thing. You know, so that's
something. And great advice.
Really huge.
Great advice.
Really huge. That's how Ray Shrimmer went triple platinum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that.
That's how the Black Beauty song went triple platinum because of that doggone mannequin challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Social media world.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Mika dropping some jewels.
Dropping it.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
I love music, and I just think that I tell people, and that's the reason why the song that I picked to end the show with tonight, and we'll come up to that, is Biggie Smalls' Sky is the Limit. You can be anything you want to be. Look at Cardi B. She was somebody who had people marked her teeth. She got money, fixed her teeth. You can be and do anything in the world we live in today. You can be whatever you want to be. You just got to say, oh, I want to be this, and you go after that. Cardi B is doing that. She is showing people that no matter her race, the way her looks were, she took some things, changed it around, presented it, and she made people accept it. She shoved it in our face. At first, I hated the song. Like, it's getting on my nerve, you know. But now, it's when it come on, we start immediately bouncing. Everybody in my car is like, yeah, you know. And then you got the first parts of the song that you can relate to. I put my hand up on my hip when I dip. You get what I'm saying? It's certain parts of the song that you jump into and you can relate to. So you got to think about how you can, you know, push it to people. You know, it's all a marketing thing. It's the reason why Saxy redoes her flyers and marketing material. The reason I do it, the reason it does it. It's the reason why we're picky about the pictures we put on the flyers. It's the reason why Erica Arthur is killing her internet campaign for her show next week. We know how important marketing is. We know.
Of course.
Mika, I might have to do an interview with you on Ground Hard Radio and let some folks know.
I know that's right.
Come on, do Mika.
I want to throw something else in before I leave because I have a few more minutes.
Ahead,
this is the season finale, and I don't want to talk about singles. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, okay. I had the phone going. All right, so real quick, I just wanted to do a quick cap because I know the season finale, and I don't want to talk about individual singles. I want to give y'all a top 10 on the albums of what's hot, R&B and hip-hop-wise top albums. And really, y'all are going to be surprised because two of these threw me for the loop. You ready?
Ready. Let's
go.
It's going to throw you. All right, these are albums based on sales, streams, and play. Number 10 at the bottom, number 10 of our charts, is Drake with that More Life album. Number 9, Post Malone, the Stoney album. Now, this is where it's tricky. Number 8, SZA. Have you guys listened to her?
Yes.
SZA? Yes, she's number 8. That's
SZA.
Amazing to me.
Her name is SZA.
Love Galore. That's from Jet on my radar. And I'm like, then I look back and she's on a, you know, her album sales are up. I was like, what? Wait. Oh, okay, Love Gore. And then we have, who was that? Number 7 is Tyler the Creator, Flower Boy album. And number 6 is Khaled. I'm talking about the new guy, Khaled, the American Teen album. He's actually number 6. He's doing really well. And he's on.
I like him.
Go out. He's doing great.
Yeah.
He's doing great. Actually, people have been comparing him to Prince. FYI. They're comparing him to Prince.
Just throw that out there.
That's interesting to see where he's going to go. Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. And, Khaled. Yeah, Khaled and, let's see. Okay, number 5 is 21 Savage. It's the album. I don't know how, but it's number 5. I can't get with it. I'm sorry. Can't get with 21
Savage.
Wow,
me neither.
I can't get with it. Number 4 is Jay-Z, the 444 album. Number 3, DJ Khaled, Drop Down. The Grateful album is number 3. Number 2 is Meek Mill, the Wins and Losses album. I was surprised it was number 2, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
And number 1, topping off the album sales so far, is Kendrick Lamar with the Damn album.
Okay, I like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting when you talk about singles and then you come back and look at the album numbers, see where the real money is going with those album sales. And we know who's really winning.
That's right.
Quick question, Saxie. Rumor has it here in Atlanta that the Usher sex scandal is building up for sales for a new album. What do you think?
I believe that could be a possibility. I believe that Usher does have an album in the works, and he's about to put it out sooner than he was meaning to, because the scandals are booming his name up so high right now. Right now, if you look at the hashtag Usher is the number 2 or number 3 hashtag. And because the scandal's going on, I'm pretty sure the company is about to speed the process of his album dropping. It happens all the time.
Wow.
Perfect timing. I wouldn't be surprised if it dropped next month. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I wouldn't be surprised if it dropped by the end of the month, because they're going to ride the wave.
Yeah, they kicked up that quick. You never know. But, yeah, definitely, why his name is hot in the media. And just check the hashtag. Like, check the hashtag numbers, too. Like, his hashtag Usher is really hot right now.
Wow, so
give it some time. I believe so. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. I know that we have a caller online with us. Jay, who do we have?
All right, ladies, we're going to take it to the phone line. 662 is your area code, like Mississippi in the house. 8955 is your last 4 digits. You're live with the Radio Divas. Who we got?
This is C-Mac.
Hey, C-Mac.
What's good,
what's going on with you? Hey.
How y'all doing?
How are you?
Good.
Welcome to Radio Divas.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Tell us who we're talking to, C-Mac. What's going on with you, buddy?
This is C-Mac the Dunn, Mississippi.
Oh. All right, Mississippi in the house. Right, not the
Dunn.
Yes.
Like that.
That's what's up,
man. Yeah. C-Mac, why we have you on the line? For the season finale of Radio Divas, how do you feel about the Usher sex scandal, about the herpes things he has going on right now?
I really don't know.
Do you think Usher did it or not? Usher said, hey, she's not my type. What do you feel?
Oh, I don't believe he did.
Why not?
I think it's just publicity. That's what I feel like it is.
You feel like it's a publicity stunt?
Like,
I just think people want some fame off of an artist, you know. That's how I'm. That's how I like them.
Are you an artist, C-Mac? You have an interesting name. Are you an artist?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm next. So if somebody was doing a sex scandal on C-Mac, how would you get it all blown away? How would you handle it?
I probably would just, my thing, I would probably go to the health department and get tested. You know what I'm saying? Put it out there. That's the only way I can do it. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing to do is put it out there. You know?
Oh, my God.
I
was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my
so, you know.
Put it on the table. Let us see it.
Yeah.
Let them see. Hey, I don't have her.
That's what I'm saying. So,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. That'd be my first move.
Sounds like that may help. That may help Usher. It's something he hasn't done. Do you think it's good marketing for his new album? Would you use this kind of thing for marketing for your new album?
It really could because everybody's paying attention.
Wow.
Yeah, something to think about.
Sometimes the bad equals, you know, it'll weigh itself out with the good.
So, do you rap?
Yeah, I'm an artist.
Okay. Tell our listeners how they can follow you and get your music and check you out.
I got it on SoundCloud. It's C-Mac the Don. That's C-M-A-K-T-H-A-D-O-N. I'm on Facebook. I got Instagram. Everything is C-Mac the Don. Twitter. I'm on all that. Reverb Nation. I'm on all that.
C-Mac working. Any shout outs?
To my girl. And, anybody that support my music, I shout out to you. I salute you. Just real talk.
Salute. That's what's up.
Y'all gonna be hearing a lot more from me because I'm about to do some things. So
definitely keep us in the loop. Keep Radio Divas in the loop. Ground Hard Radio in the loop. Make sure that we get the exclusives, the new stuff that you put out. Make sure that we get it here first.
Okay, yeah. I will do that, for real. Yeah. So.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for listening. Y'all have a good
day. Be blessed.
Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah.
You too. Thank you.
You as well.
Getting that love.
Definitely. Great call.
I like that.
Take that test. I do too. Take the test. Put it out there. If you ain't got it, put it out there.
I know that one.
I like that. Awesome. If I was Usher wife, he'd have to do that anyway. I'd be like, let me get that test. Let me get that. I'm gonna
I know that's
it.
Right. Indeed.
Hey, let's be clear. Not gonna happen. I got time to be playing with you.
Oh, run everything through the car wash. While we in here, go ahead, go and get him a sample, baby. Go and get a sample. That's what I do.
I can't believe.
Oh my God.
I know that's the truth. I can't believe it is 8:23 of the night, you guys. And this is time for the finale. What am I gonna do?
Everything.
On Sundays without you guys? No. I'm gonna let Eric Arthur tell you guys about Sunday. What are we gonna do on Sundays, Eric Arthur? Tell us about the new show coming up real quick. Tell us how we can tune in next week. What's going on right here? Ground Hard Radio. Give us a feel.
Sunday, August 20th, which is next Sunday, is the launch of my own radio show, Inspiration with E. I am just so excited. Shout out to everyone. My Heart Radio, to Curly Q Promotions, to, yes, absolutely, no doubt, to Beat Shop Promotions, to everybody showing me love, family and friends, my poet, Instagram poet community, Facebook, Twitter, like, and then people who just do not say a word publicly, but text the heck
out of me or DM me
yes.
like crazy. I just had somebody hit me up in my DM. They've been on the show the whole time. They just hung up, showing nothing but love. One of the Instagram Poet community members. So you never know who's listening. You never know who's paying attention. Tune in 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow me on social media, Inspiration with E. I can't wait to get it in with you.
Yeah.
My
Tony and Sunday. Next week, Sunday.
New
Tony
show
and
alert. Tune in.
Thank you.
Yes. I know I'm going to be
have
tuned
sex,
I'm
be
excited.
All too sexy. What are you going to be doing? Tell us what's coming up, where you're going to be, where we can find
you. Miss you, sis.
What's up?
Love you.
Love you, sexy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm coming back in September. I have some dates all across Mississippi. I'm gonna be doing some different things, and then in the wintertime, I don't know yet. I'm gonna see. I know like probably be back in the Bahamas, but I'm definitely looking forward to coming back home in September and spending some time with all my family. Gonna sneak up on Mika, then come sneak up on Dick. I don't know, y'all.
Yes,
just call me and say where we at.
We'll
pop
up on you. I'm down, sis. You know it. I'm
absolutely
proud of you. Keep doing,
oh, yeah.
Keep doing it. You're doing it for them DJs out there.
I love
keep
this.
Doing it.
He didn't know how to spoil you. You ever visit Jit? He know how to spoil you.
Thank you for saying that, darling. Thank you for saying that. Because I treat you good.
Oh,
I treat you real good.
You don't treat me like that.
He treats you real good.
Don't make me cuss you.
Man, you got to talk. Don't do me like that.
I just want to play.
I got you.
Yeah,
I cook for you.
I almost went out.
You know what? I'm the scorekeeper. You still owe Mika. I'm just saying.
Not good. Quita.
Quita. Tell him, Quita. Tell him, Quita.
You still owe her. You still owe her. It was recorded live on, yep, it was on air.
It sure was.
I'm going to rub it in.
We still good with the plate though, right? Look, I still get my plate though,
plate,
right?
Yeah,
oh, okay, okay, okay. Just make sure we.
That's funny. Look, they be out in the parking lot.
Gotta take the pork chop back.
Be
oh, okay.
Sitting there eating, right?
I love you.
Wait a minute. Tell us real quick what you got.
Man, what do I have?
Tell us what you got coming up.
What do I have coming up? Be looking out for the Curly Q networking cruise. I am excited about that. I don't have a clue how I'm going to find DJ Staxi while she's in the States, but I am going to be stalking you in the meantime. Please don't put a restraining order out on me. It's all up. But
well, that's also on tape, live.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's on live.
And you know what? Speaking of live, I just want to thank you, ladies, because whoever's going to be listening back on this, they are receiving pure gold. Like, these episodes are classic, especially this one right here. Just like, ultimate salute to DJ Staxi. Like, your words of wisdom. They go a long way, and it's a lot of different types of listeners with Grind Hard Radio. Well, I'm sure you know that, obviously. But, I mean, a lot of people are starting to tune in, and I hope they take heed to what you are saying with a lot of this stuff, you know. And it definitely make everybody's lives a lot easier. But be looking out for just Curly Q just coming out there. It's a lot going on right now. Right now I'm trying to kind of separate a couple of things from other people, not in a bad way, it's in an awesome way, because the people who I used to work for, they are now my clients. So it's a lot of transitioning going on. Bear with me. However, you can find me, Jaquita Lenore, on Facebook. Not really, because I, you know, Facebook is just so much. But Instagram, I am Curly Q. Twitter, I am Curly Q. Snapchat, The Real Curly Q. Right now, I'm not actively on Snapchat because I am still trying to figure out what everyone is doing on that thing. I'm sorry, I'm not really up to date, but I'm there with me. I'm coming. I'm coming.
I don't know how to work it. Jit,
real quick. Jit, tell us real quick about things that we can look for on Grind Hard Radio. In between time, Radio Divas will come back in January, is what Jenna will be working on. We will come back new, bigger and better, as always.
Bigger and better.
Tell us other stuff that we can look for on Groundhog Radio, and then I'll call.
Okay, well, this Tuesday, ladies, is the season finale of Groundhog Radio. Radio Divas kicked off the finale week, you know, so we're going to end it with Groundhog Radio this Tuesday. Your boys getting prepared to go back to school, so we're going to take like a 2.5 week break, you know, so y'all, I ain't going to be doing nothing. But getting my stuff together, you know what I'm saying? So all new season of Groundhog Radio starts September 5th, and you can catch me every Wednesday nights on Real Trap Wednesdays on Next to Blow Radio. So that's what I'll be doing.
Awesome.
But ladies, I am so happy about this season finale because we need a break, and I'm ready for it. So tune in this Tuesday to the season finale of Groundhog Radio. It's going to be epic. And thank you, ladies.
Yay! You know we love
a little
you.
Reunion.
Yay.
I know, right?
You know, we
yeah.
love you. We thank you for everything. You spoil
love
us.
You too,
Groundhog Radio yeah. is home for all of us, so we appreciate you. Erica, Quita, Faxi, you know how I feel. Love to each and every one of you guys. You guys are family to me. My listeners, my people who have checked in tonight, you guys can follow me everywhere at Coco Mika, Team Bigger Ranking, Cool Running DJs. That is my people, my family. That is what I do each and every day.
Bigger is
bigger is always better, baby.
Always.
To end the night off, the track that I chose to end the night off is Biggie Smalls, Sky's is the Limit. And I don't have a quote for the night or anything. My thing is to operate in limitless. Don't let anybody limit you. You operate. Mm. You do what you want to do. You make choices. You set the tone, and you go from there. And I'll just say, I am a single black woman, 35 years old. When people told me I couldn't, I took $3,000 moved and changed my life around. I just got a new car. I got a new luxury apartment, and I'm a great mother, and I'm single. So don't let anybody tell you what you can't do. I let no one limit me. So stay tuned. More from Coco Mika.
Much love. Thank y'all for listening to season 8 of Radio Divas. This has been an epic season finale. We love y'all for listening. Thank you and good night.
Peace.
Bye bye. Love you guys.
Baby, look at me. Mama love you. And I know you ain't no little boy no more, but you'll always be my baby. It seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always thought you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Because the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
Right.
I'd like to welcome
all
to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo.
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to clay.
Right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me.
I like that.
When I was young, I had two pair of leaves.
Besides that,
the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake.
Wow.
Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watch it and hoes clock it. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty, niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. Hey, eye touch and blue and white stuff, that's blunt.
What you want,
I was ashamed, my crew was lame. I had enough heart for most of them, long as knows I got stuff for most of them soft. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box color make the world go round. But some fucking bitches ain't my homegirls now. Fuck stacking, dabbled in crack, gun packing. Nickname Medina, make the scene took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off for global. The only nigga with a mobile. Can't you see like total? Getting larger and wasting taste. Ain't no telling where this telling is heading. Just in case, keep a shell at the tip of your melon. Clear the space. Your brain was a terrible thing to waste. 88 on gate, snatch initial nameplate. Smoking splits with niggas. Real life, begin to kill us. Praying God forgive us for being sinners. Help us out. Master enterprise, and I ain't have to be in school by 10. I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections, drugs by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately, Frank the deputy. Quick to grab my Smith & Wesson like my dick was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better scene, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live to pray, sky's the limit, motherfucker. See you sometime.